Lieutenant Governor Barbara Lawton and State Representative Frank Boyle announced that a feasibility study will be made to see if the park can run on hydroelectric power. Lawton says the state will help foot the bill.
I have with me, right here, a check made out to Patterson Park for this feasibility study for $7,500, a check you may take to the bank and know that we're very much looking forward to the results of this study.
Boyle says it's time to decrease dependence on fossil fuels.
Why shouldn't the state park be an example of alternative energy sources? Why shouldn't we fire this place up without fossil fuels? We can do it, and we should be doing it, and the state should do it, and the federal government should be a leader. If it wasn't for the incredible profitability of the corporations involved in fossil fuels and gasoline and price fixing and of extorting every last penny from the energy users in America.
DNR Northern Park Manager Tim Miller hopes this will be a good fit.
We want to make sure that we are preserving the resources and this project wouldn't adversely impact that, and that, you know, the high quality recreation that opportunities that are here at Patterson would be maintained.
The feasibility study should take 6 months to complete. Lawton says alternate energy use at Patterson State Park is part of Governor Doyle's effort to make Wisconsin a leader in renewable energy sources. In Superior, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.